Welcome to another edition of The Power of Words with me, your host, Kevin Treasure, author of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Our aim is to help people win in life through the power of their words. You are born to win. Welcome to another edition of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality with me, your host, Pastor Kevin Treasure, aka The Winner's Mentality, helping you win with the word. And today I want to talk about believing God. Listen to me. If like never before, there's a time we've got to put God to the test, prove Him, and know that God never fails. First, I want to apologize for the break in transmission. It was my 25th year wedding anniversary and my wife's big birthday, so we went on a cruise. I didn't have the facility to record, so I've been away for a couple of weeks, but I am back. So I want to encourage you, I am back. The breaks are over. It's back to business and back to podcasting, and just encouraging God's people, amen, that you can win with the word of God. And I just want to encourage people about believing God. We're living in such tumultuous times, but I want to encourage you to keep believing God, no matter what it looks like, no matter what the Nasdaq, the Dow Jones, I don't care what the trading floor is doing. What inflation is saying, our life is not determined by what's going on in this world, amen. We're heavenly beings and we're seated of Christ Jesus in heavenly places. So I want to encourage someone, no matter what it looks like, this is the time to really go for God like never before, to mean business for God in the times where the world is topsy-turvy, where governments don't know what to do, where countries are at war, nations against nations and kingdoms against kingdoms, and all other things are taking place. I want to let you know this is the time for us to let our light shine like never before and be that city that is set on a hill that cannot be hid. Now is the time to really go for God and believe God like never before, where so many people have their minds on other things. God is looking for that one person. God is looking for that one man or that one woman that will just take Him at His word. God is looking for people that will believe Him, Makarabasanta, like Caleb and Joshua. God is looking for people that will believe Him, like Abraham. The Bible says that Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. What declares you righteous? Your faith in God, your faith in His promises. God isn't looking for doubters. He's looking for believers. Look through the whole scripture. Go from Genesis to Revelation and look for the people that God uses. Look for the people that God picks. Look for the people, amen, whose God hearts delights in. It's people that will believe Him. Because the Bible says in Hebrews 11:4, without faith, it is impossible to please God. And God is looking for some people that will believe and take Him at His word. And believe in Genesis chapter 18. And the strangers came, the Lord came to Abraham, and Abraham knew that obviously these are someone different, because he ran, and a man of that great stature to run to meet these guests. He knew that they were different. He knew they were heavenly beings. He knew that they had been sent by God, God Himself, of course. Amen. And the Bible says that He made them, He got ready a lamb, and He got ready, amen, and gave them a meal, and sat and stood while they ate. And the Bible says that they said, surely that Sarah shall have a child. And the Bible says that Sarah laughed. She said, shall we have pleasure, my Lord being old and me being old? And the Lord said, why did you laugh? And she says, yeah, I didn't laugh. She denied it. But the Lord said, according to the time of life, Sarah shall have a child. He said, with God, nothing shall be impossible. I believe He said, there is anything too hard for the Lord. Let me just get the Bible, because there's Jeremiah's version, Luke's version, Mark's version, but I just want to quote what God says, because it's important. Where are my glasses? Where are my glasses? Let me put my glasses on. Stay there. Glasses on. He said, is there anything too hard for the Lord? I want to speak to someone today on that very verse. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? I want to say it again slower so you can really ask yourself the question, because we all know the answer. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? I don't know what situation that you're looking at that looks hard, that looks impossible, immovable, and looks downright against you. Listen, I'm asking you, is there anything too hard for the Lord? It's the Lord that fights our battles. It's the Lord that goes before us. There is nothing too hard for Him. I don't care if you are going for a job, you're going for a position. I tell people in the church, I say, listen, go for positions that you're not even qualified for. When you go for positions that you're not qualified for, you know who got you the job. You know it's not by your own merit, not by your own hard work, but it's truly God's hand upon your life and God's favor. When you go for jobs you're not even qualified to do, that lets you know, listen, one, you're crazy, but you're crazy for God because you believe God and you take him at his word. And it shows that God is working on your behalf, that you're going to trust him. I told people, listen to me, with God, nothing shall be impossible. Here is Abraham and Sarah, well-aged pensioners, drawing their pensioners past retirement age, way past retirement age. But God is saying to them, is there anything too hard for the Lord? Sarah is now supposed to be seeing, what was the lady see in the middle age, you know, to get the hot flushes and it will come back to me. But God allowed her womb to carry a child and give her strength to push through this little baby boy. You may be waiting for a child yourself, and you can see, and especially when you're waiting for a child and all you're seeing is other people giving birth and other people having children, and sometimes you see other people having children and giving them away, or some people having abortions, you're like, oh my God. And it breaks God's heart, it breaks my heart, it breaks your heart when people can't have children and you see people doing all kinds of things to children. And just, but listen to me, I want to encourage you that God said, is there anything too hard for him? Some of you may be going through situations of visa or situations where you want your stay, and maybe you may be illegal in the country, but you mean well, you're working, you're not here to take advantage of the country, you're here to do well in the country, but situations have changed and you know that now it seems it looks impossible. I want to let you know that God can turn around any situation so that it goes in your favor, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In fact, I want to decree and declare over someone that's listening today, someone that needs their green card or needs their visa or need their work permit, whatever country that you are in and you've found yourself in, that you decide to stay in and work and you want to better yourself and you want to do it the right way, I decree and I declare that your visa is coming, your green card's coming, whatever it is that you've been asking for is coming in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You will not be put to shame. I said, you will not be put to shame. Shame is not your portion. There are some women and some men, they're waiting to get married and they're saying, God, when it will be me, always the bridesmaid, never the bride. But I decree and I declare that that will not be your song in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God has a tailor-made man for you, a tailor-made woman just for you. You're going to know who they are by the Spirit. You're not going to fall for the Jezebel spirit. You're not going to fall for the fraudster. You're not going to fall for the imposter. Remember, you're going to fall for what God wants you to fall for. You are going to know by the Spirit, this is truly the one that God has sent into my life. You're not going to fall for the fake only, but you're going to know by the Spirit, truly, this is the one. You're going to know you're someone's Esther. I want to let you know that you are someone's Esther. There's a Boaz waiting for you. And I know you may have heard it in churches time after time, but I want to let you know there's some women that have been serving. There's some women that are believing and praying. And man, they stood faithful to their call. And they've got their eyes on the Lord, but still they're saying to God, God, amen, you said it's not good for a man to be alone. And somewhere there's a man alone and I'm alone and you want to join us together. So wherever he's on the other side of the world, wherever that person is, God is able to bring them right where you are. You'll meet them in the elevator, in the lift, in the coffee shop, wherever God has to cause you to meet Mr. Right, amen. Not Mr. Right now, but Mr. Right, amen. God are going to set this up for your glory. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? There are many people, you're tired of renting, and some of the private sector is very expensive and you're tired of renting. There's so many people renting and rent has gone sky high where I'm broadcasting from in London, England. I mean, you have to be earning a lot of money just to pay for rent, and you're saying, I want to own my own. But the cost of mortgages and the deposit to get the mortgage, so many things seem out of reach. But I want to let you know that God is about to give someone favor. Amen. I decree and I declare that someone listening to this podcast, God is about to give you favor, undeniable, unbelievable favor, favor that is going to provoke jealousy in those that hear your story. God is going to cause people to give to you. God is going to cause you to have favor with the banks, favor with the mortgage advisor. God is going to give you favor. People are going to give you money. People are going to help you and say, hey, how much do you need to get started? God is going to point you to the right banks, the right places to go to so you can get a good deal and a good mortgage rate. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? I'm here to encourage someone to start believing God. I'm here to stir you up, amen, to stir you up, to take take hold of the word of God and start believing the way God wants you to believe. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? There is nothing too hard for him. The Bible said there is nothing too hard for the Lord. So I want you to take God at his word, stand upon his promises, and don't doubt. Don't speak anything against the word. Don't speak anything against what you've been for, because sometimes people believe one day and then they doubt the next day, and they speak positive one day, they speak God's word one day, they stand upon his word one day, and then they fall off another day, and then they count around what they've been speaking. And God is saying, no, I want you to be consistent in your believing. Keep speaking the word, keep speaking, amen. The Bible says death and life are in the power of the tongue. They that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So keep speaking God's word and believing every promises. David said, I believed, therefore I have spoken. So what you believe in? Well, I'm encouraging you to believe God for the best, not for second best, not for third best, not for bronze or silver. I'm encouraging you to believe God for God's best, amen. Some people believe that, oh, just in a sweet by and by we'll get. No, it's according to your faith. The Bible says that blind men came to Jesus in the book of Matthew. I believe it's Matthew chapter 9, I believe. Blind men came to Jesus and they came. And the Bible says when they came into the house, Jesus said, what would you have me to do? And they said that we will receive our sight. And he said, do you believe that I am able to do this? This is what he said. Do you believe that I am able to do this? They said, yea, Lord. And he simply answered, according to your faith, be it unto you. He said, according to your faith, according to what you've believed me for. They didn't say, oh, can you just give me sight in one eye? Or can you give me partial sight so I can just get about? No, that we will receive our sight. He said, according to your faith, be it unto you. What you believe in God for? Because God is going to meet you in the area where you're believing. If you're believing for a one bedroom, listen, you'll get a one bedroom. But if you're believing for a mansion, well, that's what you're going to get. If you're believing for, a little place where it can hold like 50 people for a church on a Sunday, well, that's what you'll get. But if you believe in God for a place that can hold 5,000, you don't know where it's going to come from. But you know that, listen, God will send them. If God puts you there, you'll preach and God will send them. Amen. What are you believing God for? I'm not just talking material things. I'm talking the kingdom things. What are you believing God for? Some people are like, oh, well, I just want to preach the gospel. I just want a small little church. No, I want to see millions of souls saved. I want to see young people come to God in their millions. I want revival. Do you know that millions are falling into hell? Why should I ask God for thousands when millions are going the other way? Makaraba Santa. I'm going to say that again. Why should we be asking God, oh, for thousands of souls? No, when millions are going to hell. God, give me this generation. Give me boys and girls, young people, amen. I want Muslims being saved. I want Hindus being saved. Unbelievers, atheists being converted unto Jesus Christ. I want to empty hell and full heaven. I want to say it again. I want to empty hell and full heaven. The wind of God's spirit is bringing the answers that you need in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The wind of God's spirit, amen, is blowing in your life, blowing in your situation, blowing in your circumstance, and it's bringing the answers that you need in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Because it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by the Holy Spirit, saith the Lord. I'm going to say it again. It's not by might. As much as you're trying to get it done, it's not by might, it's not by power. It's by my spirit, saith the Lord. So I want to ask you again, is there anything too hard for the Lord? There is nothing too hard for him. Amen. When Mary's going to have a baby, she said to the angel, how can these things be? He said, the power of the Holy Ghost shall come upon you. Amen. And the thing that you shall achieve shall be the Holy Child, Jesus. And she said, be unto me according to your word. Because with God, nothing shall be impossible. If he can give a virgin a baby, how much more can the living God answer your prayer? How much more can the living God move on your situation, turn things around, amen, and use it for his glory? Is there anything too hard for the Lord? I end this program by telling you, no, nothing is too hard for God. So I don't care if you're facing an impossible situation. With God, nothing shall be impossible. Is there anything too hard for him? Dear listener, nothing is too hard for the God of the universe. Put your trust in him. It's according to your faith. I'm stirring you up to believe God again. Some of you have dropped off and some of you have been disappointed by situations that have taken place in your life. I want to let you know to stir you up again. Stir you up to believe God, to take you at His word. Amen. Get along with God and look at the mirror of His word and just start to put the word in front of your face. Get your face out of Facebook and put your face in the word of God. Get it out of the social media. Get it out of the Instagram, the TikTok, and start to spend time with the word and feed your spirit man the word of God. The more you feed your spirit man the word of God, the more you begin to believe God's word. Job said, I have found your word. I esteemed your word more than my necessary food. Amen. So eat the word, hold of the word. The more of the word you have, the more Jesus you have, the more you begin to believe him. Take him at his word. Amen. Put the word as frontlets between your eyes. Amen. Because Jesus is the word. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Dear listener, there's nothing too hard for him. Be encouraged. This has been me, Pastor Kevin Treasure, aka The Winner's Mentality, helping you win with the word. Thank you for tuning to The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Please remember to subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Check out our website, kevintreasure.com. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. You are born to win.